Well, you build a box thing, build a biggie one and biggie one. But it's a usual thing, people have about that deep. And it's got the sides and the bottom on it, you know. And you put, I don't know how many ones you put in this, if you got to have enough, you know, have a start. And then you put the fill right up, or almost up with dirt, and then you can, now seasonally mix cornmeal and water. Where you salt, and then you pull that in, and then the worms eat it. And a year or two, you got more worms than you did than me.
What?
I don't know how often you feed them. If you can put coffee grounds in there.
Huh.
And dishwater, you know, what it used to be, people wash the dishes in the pan.
Uh-huh.
And you put that in there, and just all kinds of stuff out there.
Uh-huh.
And then when you go out there to dig them, most people have a I don't know how it's called, but it's a little rake kind of thing. It's got three prongs, you know, a little bit, well, it's wide in my fingers. It's got a little short handle, you know, where you be down there like that.
Oh.
You know, turn the stuff over and get the worms. Well, then you kind of straighten that back out, you know. And, they're going to dig over somewhere else. That's keeping putting their hands down.
Well,
I don't know that. or if they don't have one of those special little rake things, they could take a stick, I guess, or an old pitchfork, no, not a pitchfork, a hay bale.
Mm.
You know, like that. Just anything you can just turn that stuff over with.
Yes.
That dirt. I don't fish, so I don't fish. I have seen one dead at the water. Now you can get out and dig you one.
Yeah,
it'll
take a long time though, wouldn't it?
well, it's according where you dig, because there's some land out here now that has plenty of worms in it. And then you might go over 10 or 15 foot and dig it half a bed and couldn't find it. It's just that much.
Huh.
But in an old field, it's a good place to find worms. You know, like an old home place where it had field, you know, field out there, maybe the house is gone, we don't nobody live there anymore, like that. There's no old field, it's a good place.
That's
it.
I remember that.
Yeah,
right.
I used to start with one, but that's
go back to Atlanta and start my worm bed.
Let's
see, what do you call an insect that sends out light on and
off in the summertime? Well, we always call them lightning birds. I don't
know what they call them anyway. Oh, that's what most people call them, I
think.
Okay, and what do you call an insect with a long body and a long thin body and big eyes and filmy wings? They're all over you.
Well, butterfly,
moth. I kind of like that. I mean, it has a long skinny body and filmy wings.
You see the house?
Yeah, what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud?
A wasp?
Yeah, and there's another one too. Looks kind of like a wasp. Some people say this one doesn't sting. Some people say it does though. I don't know. You make a nest out of dirt?
Dirt bite. Dirt bite.
Really?
Dirt bite or sting or something.
Huh. Good to know, I guess. what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
What?
That get ripe underground.